Oh, Helmholtz, darling, do come and have a picnic supper with us on Exmoor. They clung round him imploringly. He shook his head. He pushed his way through them. No, no. We're not inviting any other man. But Helmholtz remained unshaken, even by this delightful promise. No, he repeated, I'm busy. And he held resolutely on his course. The girls trailed after him. It was not till he had actually climbed into Bernard's plane and slammed the door that they gave up pursuit, not without reproaches. These women, he said, as the machine rose into the air. These women! And he shook his head. He frowned. Too awful! Bernard hypocritically agreed, wishing, as he spoke the words, that he could have as many girls as Helmholtz did, and with as little trouble. He was seized with a sudden urgent need to boast. I'm taking Lenina Crown to New Mexico with me, he said in a tone as casual as he could make it. Are you? Said Helmholtz, with a total absence of interest. Then, after a little pause, this last week or two, he went on, I've been cutting all my committees and all my girls. You can't imagine what a hullabaloo they've been making about it at the college. Still, it's been worth it, I think. The effects, he hesitated. Well, they're odd. They're very odd. A physical shortcoming could produce a kind of mental excess. The process, it seemed, was reversible. Mental excess could produce, for its own purposes, the voluntary blindness and deafness of deliberate solitude, the artificial impotence of asceticism. The rest of the short flight was accomplished in silence. When they had arrived and were comfortably stretched out on the pneumatic sofas in Bernard's room, Helmholtz began again, speaking very slowly. Did you ever feel, he asked, as though you had something inside you that was only waiting for you to give it a chance to come out? Some sort of extra power that you aren't using. You know, like all the water that goes down the falls instead of through the turbines. He looked at Bernard questioningly. You mean all the emotions one might be feeling if things were different?